Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show, where we jump into some of the best of my motivational quotes. Hey, y'all, been asking for this for a long time, and we finally put it together for you. Every single day, I do a new 60-second audio sort of my best quotes or of coaching that we put on Instagram. And I have just gotten such an outpouring of love for these. As you can see, each of them tends to get, you know, tens and tens of thousands, or tens of tens of tens of thousands of views. So much love for these. And basically what I've done is, if you haven't seen it, please follow me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. And what I like to do is post an actual quote of mine that I've written from one of my six books, or, you know, the thousands of blogs and articles that I've done. And what I like to do is just grab a little bit of a quote. Maybe it's 2 to 3 sentences. And so I read the quote on Instagram, and then I just go off on that quote for like 60 seconds. So literally just 1 minute of fire, as much as I can, pretty much every single day on Instagram that I created originally. And people just wanted like a roundup of those. So finally, somebody actually DM'd me on Instagram and said, man, you should do a mashup of all of these on your podcast. These are like friggin' inspiring. They're insightful. They're motivational because they're some of the best of what I've written. And I think you'll really enjoy these. It's kind of a funny format because each of them was only 60 seconds. And we're stringing together a bunch of them from this week for you right here in what we're going to call the motivational quotes episodes. I hope you'll really enjoy that. So without further ado, enjoy these 60 seconds of motivation for your day, my friend. If you really like these, make sure you're following me on Instagram. And also, just do me a simple favor that I know you guys are liking these. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, post it up on your socials, and use hashtag The Brendan Show. That way I can see who's really engaging with these motivational quote sessions. And we'll be doing some giveaways this week and over the next couple of weeks. So make sure you use a hashtag, The Brendan Show, when you post about these motivational quotes sessions. With that, let's go. The reason we don't like ourselves is often if it's not congruence or connection or contribution or some elements of those, it's definitely this one, consistency, right? Consistency is the basic foundation of all of those things. Because if you're not consistently congruent, if you're not consistently connecting with other people and treating them well, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness. It's the easiest thing to just keep judging other people, to be like, oh, she said it wrong, she does it wrong, he's an idiot, they don't know what they're talking about, they're not doing it right, oh my gosh, look at them. But you know what? That's just coming from that weak part of you. That ego part of you that needs to be better than, that needs to be right. Your job as a leader is to start looking at people and looking and listening for their potential, to recognize who they are and what they are capable of, even when they're not doing right, even when they're not at your speed or up to your competency level, to give them that grace that says, I see within you something. Something that you might not even know is there, something that is magical, something that is capable. I believe in you. Hey, your day is coming. Your time is near. Your dreams are closer than you know. Keep hope one day at a time, my friend. I know it's easy to get discouraged, to focus on the negative, to compare yourself to other people, to feel like you're doing all these things that it's not turning out just yet. So you got to have that mentality. Your day is coming. Your time is near. Your dreams are closer than you know. When you have a bad day, keep hope. When you feel like you took a step backwards, realize one day at a time that no matter what is happening in your life, the fact that you woke up, that you had this breath, that you have the intention to move forward, that alone is moving you forward. Keep perspective. Next week, gonna be better. Next month, gonna be better. Those dreams, they're coming your way. Keep working towards them. Keep faith, my friends. Keep hope one day at a time, my friend. It's not okay that you are this stressed. It's not okay that you're overwhelmed so often. It's not okay that you're tired. It's not okay that you're not enjoying the journey. It is not okay that you are this stressed. I literally had to say that to myself. It's not okay, Brendan, that you're not enjoying the ride more. It is not okay that, yes, I know you've got dreams. I know you're trying to serve people. I know you're a people pleaser. I know you're failing here sometimes to set boundaries, but that's not okay. Until I confronted that reality, I could not change my behavior. I had to face it with real awareness and real consciousness to say, living life this stressed is just failing to practice good wellness practices. I know that sounds so basic, but it's true. It's not okay that you don't feel better. So you gotta adjust your behavior. Let's get you well this year. One of the first things I say to people who are just now experiencing new levels of success is, hey, listen, if you keep thinking your journey and situation is so different than others, you'll keep inching away from humanity and real connections. Ultimately, we all walk a similar path, and our joys, our heartaches, our aspirations can unite us. And when you forget that, what you start doing is pushing people away because you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm just on a different path than everybody else. And one day you kind of feel alone or disconnected, or you're striving and succeeded, but you're alone at the top. You're alone along the way. And one day you wake up and you say, gosh, why was I always pushing people away as if they weren't as good as me? Why was I always pushing people away saying I'm busier than them? Why was I always pushing people away saying, well, I'm different than everybody else? Hey, you are unique and you are beautiful and you are amazing, but you are not alone. Hey, listen, if you do not articulate what you want, do not complain about what you get. Receive others' attempts with grace, even if they get it wrong, especially when you failed to be clear or guide them. So many people say, well, she didn't give me what I want, you know, or hey, they're not treating me with respect, or they're not helping me along the way, or they don't notice me, or they don't. And it's like, hey, have you spoken up for yourself? Have you asked for what you want? Have you been clear? I mean, sometimes you have to say, maybe the universe isn't giving you what you want because based on all of your silence or all of your distractions, it's simply unclear what you are asking for. You know, some people say, well, my spouse is not treating me like this. Well, have you sat them down and had a real conversation? You know, well, they're not treating me like this at work. Okay, have you stood up for yourself? Not once, not twice, but consistently with real articulation about what you want. If no one has said, who do you think you are? What, are you crazy? Are you sure that's a good idea? Then perhaps you're not thinking boldly enough. If you're just going through the motions, just showing up, just being a cog in the wheel, just going along to get along, just going through the motions, and guess what? Everyone's cool with you. No one doubts you. No one teases you. Sometimes they don't even see you. But when you've got big ambitions for your family, when you've got dreams sown in your heart that you want to bring to fruition in this world, when you've got a greater contribution, when you want to create, when you want to give and serve and ship and make things happen, then inevitably on that march, people go, I don't get it. Why are you working so hard? What's wrong with you? Why can't you just, you know, be happy with what you got? And they'll try to pull you right back into that conformity path that they may be on. But you, no, you got your own path. You got big dreams. You got things to do, my friend, so get at it. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this motivational session here on The Brendan Show. And listen, please, do yourself a favor. If you like this type of thing, imagine spending 2 hours of training with me live every month where I get to mentor you on how you can reach your highest levels of performance and potential in every single thing you do in your life. That program is called High Performance Mentoring. And you can go to brendan.com/monthly to join that program. That's brendan.com/monthly. And you can join our high performance mentoring program. It's where I go live every single month. And obviously when you join our mentoring program, it's just, I'm doing everything I can to coach you, to cheer you on, to share my latest insights from all my studies in neuroscience, positive psychology, behavioral economics, everything that I do to really just build my brand, build my life, and share every insight I can learn about strategies, ideas, and tools to improve your life. Go to brendan.com/monthly for a special to join that membership right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted.
it was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, How do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.